The only question mark to turn up thus far is in connection with the interviews with AT&T, where the people claimed that the allegation was by Reynolds that the officials of this company were instructed to participate, and at least they were told that they could contribute to the Johnson campaign and charge it to their expense accounts. There's one fellow by the name of Naylor, a former vice president of AT&T, who was interviewed, who claimed that he was told to contribute to the Johnson campaign fund in 1960, and that he could put it on his expense account. He said this was more of an order rather than someone telling him to contribute to civic endeavors. There was one other person, I forget his name right offhand, but I'll check that and have it in for you, the full report, that gave the same thing. But by and large, 98% of the people interviewed, and we interviewed over 17, indicated that they weren't told who to contribute to. They were just told to contribute in civic endeavors. And they could put it on their expense accounts, but that didn't mean anything.
Well, there are two things that I see about it. You mean AT&T. You said AT&T.
AT&T, yes, sir.
There are two things that I see about it that need pursuing. Number one, Naylor obviously was playing politics because he turned it over to the Republicans, and that's where we got it, I believe, first, where we heard of it. So that's number one. The other fella indicated that but I believe Naylor said that he did not ask for his money on the expense account.
That's
that they told him he could, which would indicate that his story was a little bit wobbly.
That's right.
Or he would have asked for it if he'd done it. The second one was a fellow named Walsh, as I remembered, and he said that he had indications to them that he ought to contribute, and that he did, and that he could get it back, and he did.
Yes, sir.
And the 30 interviewed, and 28 said that this never happened, and no officer of the board said it ever happened. And the next thing I would find out would be from the Republican committee, and if they don't tell you, I'd find out from president of the company, or the attorney for the company, or the counsel, whoever it is. I don't know any of them.
Right.
But I would find out if their story is true. These other, these officers said that they told people to contribute to both parties, and a number of these companies do that. They call them in and say, we want you to participate. We're in the public eye, and we want you to be interested in the election and help the party of your choice.
Right.
And let's see if they helped the other side, or if it was just being directed to do something for Johnson. And I think you'll find that Lee Edwards, who is Willard Edwards, Chicago Tribune's son, who's a public relations man, who's with the Republican National Committee, was with AT&T.
Right.
And I think maybe that might tie into it a little bit. And I wouldn't go into it. I don't think you ought to be a campaign on the Republican National Committee or do anything. It's not objective and studious, fair. But I just find out if they did contribute to both parties.
Right.
And just ask whoever the people are, to the general counsel or the president of the company. Say, now, these two men say they gave to Democrats. What men gave to Republicans and how much?
Right.
And it seems to me, then, that if you got 28 to 2, and one of the two didn't confirm it by his own actions, and the other's a big Republican, that it's just a little smear, and that doesn't bother us much. It's not something like that. That Louisiana case, and that you walking in the door open and all that. This happens all the time in everybody's life. They say that they were told to contribute, and they do. And they. But I think what you'll find is that of the 40, 50 of them, that all of them were told to help them with choice. And my judgment is that you'll find out that in 60, for every dollar that anybody got from Democrats, they got $50 to Republicans, because
right.
It's a Republican outfit.
Right.
And Republicans were in power, and they were doing business with the Republicans. And the Republicans, their friend, and Lee Edwards is working for them.
Right.
So I would ask the president and the general counsel, if this is true, what they say, that both sides they were asked to give both sides, give you a list of who they gave to the other side.
Right.
That ought to end it.
Right. That'll be done.
Thank you, Dick.
Yes, sir.
Bye. Now, you get on this Don Cook thing and tell me and whether it's clear or not, because I want to see if he loses $1,100,000 by his profit sharing to come with us. McNamara lost $5 million. But he hadn't agreed to do it yet, so I've got to, and I can't go to him until I get all this cleared up about his brother and about this other thing, because I don't want him saying that he's involved.
Mr. President, you know we got McNamara on record and concerning the TWX matter, the allegation made by Reynolds.
Yeah.
And he said unequivocally and very definitely not, no influence whatsoever.
Was that the same thing about with the companies, whatever they were?
Yes, sir.
That's good.
Yes, sir. That checked out. All right.
Bye.
Bye, sir.
Bye.